We're talking to you today with Oklahoma State Secretary of Health, Jerome Loffrich, about what's going on in rural Oklahoma when it comes to dealing with the coronavirus outbreak. No cases in many of our counties as of yet, Mr. Secretary. But what's the plan in regards to making sure that we keep folks in these additional counties beyond those 19 where you found coronavirus at this point? How do you plan to keep the rest of the citizens in these additional counties safe?
Oh, hey, that's a great question. I appreciate it. You know, I'm a product of a rural county myself. I'm from Stevens County. And so though I live in Oklahoma County now, and a lot of our focus is on, you know, Oklahoma, Cleveland, Tulsa counties, we are front of mind thinking about our rural healthcare systems and frankly about our rural economies. So what I would tell you is the rural hospitals have absolutely stepped up in this challenge. They're participating in the forward planning. Their plans are superb with respect to how they're going to flex up capacity, how they can help neighboring counties. I know I've been in conversation with Jay Johnson, who heads up the Duncan Regional Hospital. You know, just very fine work in terms of preparation. And ultimately, you know, we need to make sure that the frontline health workers in these rural health systems are ready in the event that, you know, heaven forbid, we have an outbreak in any of our rural communities. You know, folks, I want folks to understand that we're at the very early stages of this, though it feels like we've been dealing with this thing for a long, long time. You know, we're really just on the very front end of the curve. And we've got many weeks, if not, you know, a few months left to go in this pandemic. Certainly measured in weeks. And by the end of it, you know, our models are showing that we should expect that we have tens of thousands and potentially, you know, a couple hundred thousand folks who will have been infected. Now, the good news on that is for 80 to 85% that are infected, it's going to move through about like the seasonal flu. You know, the symptoms, the duration, you know, the recovery, it's going to be very much like influenza. It's really for our most vulnerable population, and that's our 65 and older and those with compromised immune system. Those are the folks that we really have to plan for, that we have to accommodate. And I know that, for instance, in many of our rural communities, we're going to have our nursing homes and our long-term care facilities. It's those folks that we just need to take particular care for. And if I could give an encouragement to all my friends in rural areas, though it may not yet have hit your community, we really encourage folks to practice this social distancing. It's vitally important. And I know folks, especially as the sun starts to come out, it's about 92 degrees up here now. Everyone's getting cabin fever and, you know, the inclination to say, hey, let's go ahead and just have church this weekend. Let's go ahead and, you know, hit the restaurants. We just really say that, hey, science tells us if we will just lock down for these next 3 weeks, hit it hard. I think about this as a 10-round fight with this pandemic. And if we get a chin shot in the first round, this opponent is weakened for the rest of the fight. And that's really what this kind of 3-week pause for impacted counties represents. And then for our most at-risk populations, if we will just do this safer at home approach till the end of April, I think we'll see significantly and meaningfully lower movement of this thing through our state.
I suspect that you have gotten questions more than once about, well, why haven't you just gone ahead and gone to all 77 counties with this plan?
Right. Yep, you bet we have. And let me give the logic behind that. So it really comes down to, we want to preserve economic activity in the face of this, right? This is we're really fighting a two-front battle here. One is the medical pandemic, but the other is an economic fight. And I know especially, not exclusively in the western rural counties, but maybe especially in the western rural counties that have been hit hard already by our downturn in the oil patch. Mm-hmm. You know, folks are already feeling the economic pinch, and this isn't going to help. And so what we have been convinced of is we need to be on a firm footing as we come out of this thing to get back to work. And so for counties that aren't yet directly impacted, if they can keep the economic engine moving, you know, we won't be coming out with a cold start. You know, the engine will at least be warm as we move into, you know, our after COVID impact. And the sun's going to come out after this thing. We're going to make it out. We're all going to get back to work. But the rationale for doing this on a county by county basis is if your county isn't yet impacted, we still want you to practice social distancing. We still want you to observe great personal hygiene. We still want you to limit the number of folks who are getting together. But elsewise, let's keep supporting our local businesses. Let's keep things moving so that we don't add to what's already going to be a challenging economic environment.
You know, we are in storm season. What have you communicated to Red Cross and others that may be having the possibility of community shelters if we get flooding, if we get some sort of a high wind event? What's the plan to make sure that folks don't maybe get a little too cozy in some of those shelters?
Yeah, you know, that's a kind of a uniquely Oklahoma issue, right? This is about the time when we start looking to the West and making plans. And in fact, while I've been up here working, I got a text from my wife and boys that they were cleaning out our Freddy hole. It's that time of year. And so, you know, really we're thinking about this as sort of a set of priorities. So the priority to not gather together is highest for our most vulnerable populations. For the rest of us, you know, if we need either in a high wind or tornadic situation to get together in the cellar, to get together at the local school gym or wherever our designated safe place is, you know, we're still going to need to do that. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because in these coming weeks, we're going to work with our news outlets and the meteorologists to provide COVID-specific severe weather advice. And so look for that coming here shortly. But clearly, you always have to rate and order these, you know, the various emergencies you're dealing with. And certainly an imminent tornado is going to take precedence over the admonition not to gather more than 10 together.
One last question. Testing statewide.
Yes, sir.
We've heard the idea that you've got more tests obviously available now as we move along. What about the plan of testing in rural areas?
Yeah, so we have just piloted two what we're calling remote test locations. One was in Kay County and one was down in Pitt County. And so the way that we've done that is we spun those up pretty quickly and tried them for a couple of days, and then we're moving them. And the reason we're doing that is even though those counties aren't hard hit yet, Pittsburgh County and Kay County, we wanted to see, okay, can we do this? What lessons did we learn? And so we're going to have those pop up in another location and do it again so that we get good at it. You know, we didn't know when we opened this up if there were going to be New York style, you know, cars wrapped around for 10 blocks or not. We didn't find that. We found that we had a manageable number. And now that we have test kits coming in the volume that we have them coming in, we're going to be able to move those out into locations that are going to make it easier for folks, you know, so that they don't have to come all the way to Oklahoma City or all the way to Tulsa to get tested. And there will be some that are available through the community and most particularly in the county health departments.
Oklahoma State Secretary of Health Jerome Loffridge joining us today. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.